everyone! Welcome to my podcast! Today, I have a special guest from Lebanon! Hello, Angie!
Hello, Honami! How are you?
Very good! It's been so long since we have a chat last time, like this.
Yes, true! So thank you for this opportunity, thank you for having me on your podcast and for reconnecting.
Thank you too. So then first, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Alright, so I am Angie. I come from Lebanon, from Beirut. And I studied with Hanami at the YTT, the yoga teacher training program that we did with Natalia. And before that, for almost 8 years, I worked in the commercial world, but I was always an enthusiast for yoga. And since I did this YTT, I decided to take yoga to another level in my life and to be more dedicated and to start teaching. So I went to Barcelona and I did another yoga teacher training program, and now I have the 500 hours. And I'm still eager to learn more and more. Yes. I also did a hypnotherapy course, so I'm also a certified hypnotist. And I'm not stopping here. I want to learn more and more and to gain more information so that I can provide to my clients as much as I can.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Angie. So now, are you working in that marketing company?
I stopped working in the marketing company. It's been one full year that I am a freelance. I take marketing projects, but on my own without being hired at a full-time job.
Oh, I see. Oh, so finally you quit your job.
Yes, I quit my job, and at the same time, teaching yoga, I'm doing marketing freelance. When it comes to yoga, I have my private clients and I also work at two studios so far in Lebanon, and I have clients from all over the world. So some clients live in Abu Dhabi, some clients live in Canada or in Arab countries. So yeah, I mean, even in Europe. So for me, it's an honor that want to work with me and want to have sessions with me. It means the world for me. What motivates me the most is the reaction of my clients once they discover this feeling of bliss after yoga, this letting go, this complete surrender and ease. And they come and they share with me and they tell me about their excitement, how the session was and how comfortable they feel and how happy they were during the session. For me, it makes me so motivated and makes me want to give more, because I know that we all are struggling during this fast-paced world where everything is happening so quick and so fast, and we need this relaxation sometime. That's one. And two, what motivates me as well is that I have clients who have problems, who have cancer or who are drug addicts or have other problems as well. So for me, I'm not just working to earn money, I'm also helping in the quality of living for clients and for people who are struggling from illnesses and diseases. So for me, like, if I can help them feel a little bit better, it means the world for me.
Was it easy decision to make leave the company?
It was not an easy decision at all, especially that when I took this decision, my country was going through a lot of problems. We had like the third biggest explosion ever in the world. We had like a lot of struggles, and after it we had also inflation. So for example, the lira, if you want to compare it to $1, it was 1800, and now it's almost 60,000. So imagine how much the inflation was. have job. I left at the worst timing. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know if I'm gonna make it or not, but truly in my heart, I kept believing that this is not my purpose. I wanna follow my purpose. I wanna follow my calling and I wanna help people. Okay, I could be earning money while helping people, but at the same time, I want to give more, you know? And I wasn't giving my all at the company. So for me, like, I wanted to give my all. And I'm happy that I made this decision. It was so difficult.
Of course. Do you think yoga teacher is your calling?
Job 9 to 5, as doing what your boss asks you, just to earn and generate more money for the rich people. No, this was totally not my calling. My calling is to work with people, whether it's about yoga, hypnotherapy, any therapeutical work. This is my calling, to help people feel more comfortable and better in their own skin. And if I can do this, no matter what the tool is, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Yoga is a tool, you know? I'm gonna learn more. I'm gonna learn Ayurveda. I'm gonna learn, for example, how to have a holistic approach on things, you know? So I'm not just depending on yoga. Yoga for me is my passion, but it's a tool. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's not their passion. So they might need hypnotherapy, for example. Or they might need classical psychology, so it depends. Okay, my advice would be to try. For example, I tried working in the nightlife and I discovered that this is not me. I tried to work in marketing, I discovered that it's not me. So try to work things. Try the piano, try the guitar, try, I don't know, the violin. Try things. The more that you try, the more you will get to know yourself. The more at least you will get to know what you don't want. And once you know that what you don't want, you will be exposed and you will be revealing more of what you want. And that's how you will find out. Because otherwise, if you don't try anything, how will you find out what you want? If I make sense.
Yeah, very true. Would you mind sharing your thoughts about this past year?
Yeah, it was a very tough one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that my father also got sick and we were going crazy trying to find medication. As I said, like, the country is unstable and it's very corrupted. So we don't have medical supplies, we don't have the basic needs. Even when it comes to food, we were running out of so many basic things, you know, like rice, like flour, like bread, like oils. So for us in Lebanon, it was such a difficult year. I struggled so many times. I was demotivated so many times. It was difficult to get out of bed at some point. But I try to keep my distance and observe what's happening around me, observe what's, you know, lowering my energy. And at the same time, I lost friends, I made new friends. I could say, like, those were the negative parts of last year. But at the same time, so many beautiful things revealed themselves to me, and many beautiful friendships, bonding more with my family, studying a lot more and getting to know myself more, spending time with myself. So there was positive things. At the same time, there were a few, you know, negative things. So life is about ups and downs, and yeah, it wasn't an easy year, but it was beautiful in its own way.
What is your most important things in your life?
The most important thing, if I may say, is my family, their health and their well-being. most important feeling to cultivate inside is gratitude and peacefulness, like peace of mind.
Can you tell me more about gratitude?
The practice of gratitude is such a powerful practice. When you're grateful for the little things in life, when you're grateful for the basic things like water, like bread, like waking up, being able to breathe, being able to be close to your family, being able to see your parents grow old, being healthy and happy and bonding together and surrounded, you know, this gives, these gratitude feelings give a certain peace to your heart. And once your heart is at peace, you are unbeatable, and you know, like, you're comfortable, and things become clearer and easier, and life starts to become, you know, more meaningful than just being on the run, rushing. So when we take a step back, we take a, you know, a long inhale, and then think of our gratitude, you know, we add more meaning to our lives other than just letting it pass without noticing anything, without being mindful, you know. So mindfulness and gratitude, they really go together, because how can you be grateful if you're not mindful? You need to observe and look and appreciate the things that are happening around us.
Yeah, we need it, right?
Yeah.
We tend to forget about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. And it's normal. We bring back the attention, and then sometimes it drifts. We bring it back, and then it drifts. But it's okay. It's alright.
I'd love it if you could recommend a good restaurant or cafe in Lebanon.
Oh, okay. So many good restaurants in Lebanon. Unlike the country and the politicians and the collapse that is happening, the nightlife, the tourism, the beaches, the restaurants, everything that has to do with food and beverage in Lebanon is such high-end, such good quality, because Lebanese people, by nature, they appreciate hospitality and they appreciate good food. But I can say that we have my favorite Armenian restaurant, having my other side being Armenian, my mom being Armenian.
Oh,
it's called,
okay.
Onno. Onno means grandpa. And it's like traditional Armenian food. They come in hot pots, super, super delicious. If you ever come to Lebanon, I'm taking it. Yes, and if I want to recommend a Lebanese restaurant, we have Al Halabi, not so close to my house. It makes traditional Lebanese food like tabbouleh. It's a very famous salad made of parsley, tomatoes, onions, and a bit of mint.
Nice.
Chopped very, very, very fine pieces. And for example, they make the pastries, also the Lebanese pastries filled with spinach or meat or cheese. And what else? They make like really traditional Lebanese food, sometimes not vegan, sometimes not, sometimes using lentil and vegetables, for example, using a very famous also dish called wara anab. So wara means paper and anab means grape, so the vine leaves, and they put rice and vegetables in it and they roll it like a cigarette. So and they cook it. It's vegan, it's so tasty, so yummy. What else? We are famous for, in the south and in the north, for fish, because if you see Lebanon on the map, it's all on the beach. So we have a lot of seafood restaurants and very fresh restaurants, because they pull the fish right from the sea and they cook it for you. Like everything is fresh, everything is daily picked from the sea. So you don't see like commercial restaurants so many displayed. You see like little quantities, but all fresh.
Could I get a quick comment from you?
So my comment with me, live more in your heart and less in your mind. Because the mind will play games, but the heart is always true. And in order to find out what your heart wants, you need to be mindful, you need to be grateful, you need to meditate a little bit to calm down the fluctuations of the mind, to calm down this busy mind that is always wanting more and more, and to listen more to what our hearts want actually. So yeah, that would be my comment or my advice for them to live more in their hearts than minds.
Thank you, I appreciate your time, and you are really following your heart.
It's so magical, really, because once you start following your heart and doing what you want, the universe will start to give you more and more and more of what you deserve, what you want, and what will make you happy.
Universe knows everything.
It's true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck with your podcast, and I hope to see you in Lebanon one time.